beautiful. I've missed you as well. So much. Darling, wait. I have something to tell you. No, I don't think it's a bad thing. Or maybe it is. I don't know. It depends on how you take it, I guess. This isn't a dream. Shh. Let me say this. I know it always feels like a dream, but that's because I can make it feel like one. God, no, not because I'm that good at sex. Even though I am that good, but that's not the point. Have you ever heard of, you know, old stories about demons who came into women's rooms at midnight to feed on their pleasure? Yes, exactly, incubi. That's what I am. I'm not joking, darling, I swear. I'm an incubus. I'm a sex demon. No, darling, please don't pull away from me. I know this is weird, but you're not dreaming, and I am real. Please let me explain. If you never want to see me again after this, after I'm done, then I will leave you alone forever. Can I come closer? Having you close to me always helps me feel better. Thank you. I have many, many brothers and sisters. I've been alive for quite some time already, but time doesn't work the same way where I'm from than it does here. Incubi and succubi, we feed off the sexual pleasure of the people we're with. It's all we need to survive. I guess it's all they need to survive. I'm sorry, my thoughts are not completely in order when it comes to this. I'm different. I've always been different. My brothers, they always boasted about the things they did to the women they were with, and how there were so many for each one of them. And I could never be satiated. At first, I tried to do what they did, but I couldn't. My hunger, it just never went away. I spent eons not knowing what it was like to feel satisfied, to ease that hunger and need until I found you. I don't know how, but that first night, it was like you were calling to me. My brothers didn't feel it. It was only me. It was incredibly intoxicating. and I felt like I would die if I didn't find you. Yeah, I did. I found you. I'm sorry, darling. It's just that simply having you hold my hand like this. Yes, this feeds me as well. It gives me so much pleasure that I... No, don't let go. I'm sorry, I'll keep going. Just... I'm okay. When I found you, it was like something inside me woke up. Everything that didn't make sense to me before suddenly did. I didn't know how I knew it, but I was sure that you were for me. After all that time waiting, hungry, unhappy, I found you. The perfect person for me. After seeing so many women and knowing I didn't want to do anything with them, all of a sudden, there's you. And I knew you were all I would ever need. I know, but that's actually the problem. Incubi, we're not supposed to feel like this. Wanting to be with only one woman isn't just abnormal, it's unheard of. I knew I couldn't tell anyone else about having found you, but I didn't care. Because you were there, and you were perfect, and all I wanted was... No, the first thing I wanted wasn't sex, actually. I wanted to belong to you. No, that's not a bad thing for you and me, but this isn't how things are for creatures like me, darling. Incubi don't want the things I want. They don't want to be owned by only one woman, to be dominated, to be fucked how she wants, to focus so much on her pleasure alone. I know, but try to understand. I found you now, but before... Imagine if you were hungry and in front of you there was this huge meal that's supposed to feed you, but you just can't eat it. You can't. You would rather remain hungry than to eat it. And now, imagine feeling that way for an eternity. And imagine being around people who are constantly eating and enjoying themselves. And you just don't know if you'll ever feel the way they do. Knowing that the hunger is never going to go away because you are cursed to be different. To be broken. Darling. I know. I'm sorry. I'm so hard already. I have to... I need to finish my story, darling. Yes, just... No, don't move. It's so much better when you're so close to me. Okay. I spent a long time feeling alone and useless and broken, and the reason why I'm telling you this right now is because I'm in love with you. Desperately in love with you. I need you, and only you. And I know there's never going to be anyone else who'll ever make me feel the way you do. I don't know why I'm like this, but if I had to endure all the time feeling hopeless only to find you now, it was worth it. Everything was worth it. Really? You love me too? Darling. Fuck. I love you. I love you so much. Ma'am? Yes, ma'am. I'm always hard and ready for you. Please do with me what you wish. I've always been yours. I love you so much, ma'am. You're already wet for me. Please, will you ride me? I think I won't last long tonight. I'm so sorry. Oh yes, darling, fuck me. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, fuck me. Please fuck me. Oh, your breasts, I... delicious. Oh, I love you so much, ma'am. You're close? Me too. I'm so close. Oh, please make me come, ma'am. Please. Darling, I love you. Oh, I really love you. Thank you for everything. Oh no, I did call you darling once. I'm sorry. Oh, and I deserve to be punished for it. But first, I have something else to tell you. If I turn my back on my people, they will banish me, and I'll become immortal. I'm telling you this because if you'll have me, I want you to know that I would rather spend the rest of your life with you and die by your side than to be alive forever without you with me. I can't exist without you anymore. So if you... Yes? You want to be with me? Oh, darling. I love you. I love you. Sorry. I get hard easily. What? Oh, of course. It's time for my punishment.